Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
You listen to Vectis Radio, and that is Simon Whitworth, Rise from Zero, and as if by magic, he's here in the studio.
Yeah, hello Ian, how you doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. It's the first time we've met, but I've interviewed you a few times during lockdown.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just nice to get back to normal, isn't it?
I prefer being interviewed on the phone, to be honest.
People say that about me. Yeah,
yeah, that's not the way you look. You look great.
So tell us about that song, because even though it was happy-go-lucky sounding, there's a darkness to it.
It has got a darkness to it. It's Rise from Zero. I had a bit of a drink problem about 14 years ago. Well, more than a bit of a problem. And I just made the choice, I've got to come off this. And it was the dark place that I fell into when I was trying to struggle through it on my own. Because coming off any type of addiction, you're sort of put into a cauldron of darkness and fear and anxiety. And you're not sure if you're ever going to pull yourself out of it. You keep sort of reaching the top and you fall back in. And I wrote that song at that period, and it actually helped me come out of that place. Although with any addiction, you do find yourself not slipping back onto the drug or the drink itself, but the mental place it puts you in, because that becomes your norm to feel those fears and that. And when one day you're not feeling them, you think, what's going on? You know, it's so you kind of fall back into it. But that was the song that came out of it, and it's great. I love it.
Oh, yeah, it's catchy little number. That's on our playlist, and yeah. And you know, it's nice to know you've come out the other side. How are you now?
No, I'm great. It's 14 years.
Good.
Dry.
Excellent.
Still miss it. I do.
You can't go in and just have one and then walk away then?
No. I wouldn't risk it.
I've read a few autobiographies very recently, and people have said they've lapsed, and then they've realised that they can't lapse, so that's it.
I would like to, I mean, when you see summer arriving and you see people turning up for the festival and they're all drinking and that, you think, oh, that looks wonderful, I'd love to do that. But then 3 days after it and you see them all going home looking terrible, and I think I don't miss that feeling.
I'd imagine it's easy to get sucked in. It's really strange, because about 12 years ago I interviewed Derek Sandy, and Derek Sandy came in and was going to promote Welcome to the Isle of Wight, all happy-go-lucky, and he started going on about his addictions as well. For a whole hour we talked about this, and we thought, even Derek Sandy.
Yeah, and he's a really jolly bloke, isn't he?
He's jollier than jolly, isn't he?
Yeah, let's when people look at me, I think, yeah, that makes sense. But, you know, it's like...
You've always got a down on yourself, haven't you?
No, I'm just sort of just that type of person, you know.
Can we just outline where you came from? Because you were, obviously, you moved to the Isle of Wight some years ago, but you were in a band and you were playing all over the world.
Yeah, that was the band G.I. Orange. It seems like it lasted for a long time, but it was only 4 or 5 years. But in that time, we achieved amazing stuff. You know, it was platinum records, sell-out tours. I mean, it was a world which it's very hard to explain unless you're in it, because it's so bizarre, being so adored and then not being adored at all. It's like, you know, it's like, particularly because most of the success was in Japan, like you'd fly out there, we were superstars. That's not sort of blowing my own trumpet or anything. And then a flight home and you're just a bloke down the pub, and you're thinking, well, why isn't everyone sort of rallying around me? And it's because it's just you again, isn't it? So it was great, but it's not, I don't think it's very good for you either, because when it does actually come to it, this abrupt halt, which it did, particularly in the 80s, you were famous and then you weren't. And obviously there was legal things and whatever. Well, we didn't make any money anyway, but somebody did. And to drop back out of that, and you're not used to normal life, so it's really hard to readjust into that. So my 20s were like just sort of like this haze of confusion, and and it took me a long time to sort of readjust into life. But I don't ever regret doing it or feeling what I felt at that time, because if I look back on my life and there has been such extremes, ups and downs, I still wouldn't have had it any other way, because it's going through those places and going to dark places and happy places in such an extreme way, it's made me much more creative.
Well, I was going to say that the music that was, it was very different. The G.I. Orange stuff is very different to the stuff you do now. And, you know, with all due respect to G.I. Orange, the stuff you're doing now is far more superior. And I'd have got to listen to
that. That's the best thing you could have possibly said. It's wonderful. Say it again. G.I. Orange was a marvellous band at the time, and for what we did. And to be fair, even with G.I. Orange, before we were sort of marketed into this product, which we did just become, we were like a new wave band doing the pubs and clubs around London. And we had such a rawness to us that we were a great band. But when we went in the studio and they started using computers and fair lights, we just lost our edge and just became a product.
So have you ever thought about re-recording the stuff that you did back then and the style that you do now?
No, I think that period of my life has gone, and we're all in different places. We've all had radically different lives since then.
It's the answer then. You're not going to then.
No. I was being so polite about it. I could have just said no, couldn't I? Yeah. Not a chance.
All right, so let's talk about the next song we're going to play here, because we're all going to build up to the song that you've got coming out as a single, which is perfect for this time of year. But let's talk about this next track that you sent us in, Laid Me Out.
Oh, right, OK. I was just finishing the album God and Kings, and I wrote this song the night before, and I said to Guy Page, who's my producer, I said, have we got time to do this? He said, we've got about an hour left. So I said, come on, I'll just play it live. I'll sing it and play it at the same time. And I did it in one take, and I just loved the feel of it. Even though there are guitar bits that I've messed up, I just really liked it as it was. So it's a song about you want this person in your life, and but you love her so much that you're willing to let her go. And your only wish for her is that she'll be happy.
Oh, well, that is deep, isn't it?
Well, everything that comes out of my mouth seems to be that way.
We should point out, we're obviously doing this interview live, but if you're listening to it on the podcast, you're not going to get the music for obvious reasons. We want you to go across now to Apple, iTunes.
iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music.
And if you just put in Simon Whitworth, it's all there.
It's all there. This is from the album God and Kings,
which was out last year.
Yeah, I put two albums out last year.
Which you didn't tell us about.
I didn't
bring your guitar in.
I'm
beginning to feel like I'm loved over here.
No, don't feel that way. It was nobody knew about it. It's just I work at such a prolific rate that I do stuff, and I just then I'll do something else now, and I put it out and it's there. But then, like now, I'll revisit it and get enthusiastic about it again. But realistically, I could put out two or three albums a year quite easily.
I look forward to hearing it as well. Tell us about it.
Yeah, no, of course I will.
All right, for those of you that are listening live, you're just about to hear Simon Whitworth. If you're listening to this on the podcast, go to iTunes and download Laid Me Out.
Yeah.
Part, but letting you go is like dragging the thorns through my heart.
That That's Simon Whitworth, and I Wanted the World on Vectis Radio, and he is in the studio now. And before the break, we did play another track which I really liked, and I just pictured you on stage in, I was going to say a suit, but I don't think you're a suity kind of guy.
No, not really.
But spotlight on you, no lights anywhere else, just you and a guitar singing that song. Lovely song, really enjoyed that. And that was Laid Me Out. And then obviously coming out of the break, we did I Wanted the World.
Yeah, that's a lovely song. You were comparing me to Crowded House. I think that's probably very close to their sort of sound.
There is a bit of Crowded House, yeah, definitely. And we were talking about music and how we get it out there and so on these days. And I think, you know, we were saying that we're roughly the same age. We're about 32, and we used to watch Top of the Pops years ago, and we'd know what was in the charts, what was number one, and so on. We live in a very different world now, so
it's just we're just it's so accessible for anyone to put a record out. I think Ed Sheeran said the other day that maybe 65,000 records are released a day on.
It's incredible.
So to rise above that and to get noticed, it's almost it almost feels impossible. So I don't know what the answer is, because back in the day you would play pubs and clubs, A&R man would come out, look at you, like you, disregard you. Eventually one would say, yeah, we'll give you a record deal. And when we signed to EMI, I think I was 17, and we got picked up in a pub in London down the Fulham Palace Road called the Greyhound, and they offered us a record deal, and that didn't mean a contract, that meant a record. You make one record with them, and if that was a success, then you were a success. But we were quite lucky, because Andy Hill was our producer for that, and he did Buck Spheres and stuff like that. So because he was a tax exile, we went to Munich to record there. So being a kid, it was fantastic, you know, going out there. And we did the record, and it was actually a really good record. It was called Fight Away the Lover. And there was politics within EMI, particularly between, because Duran Duran and Catch a Goo Goo were also signed to them.
Right.
And we just felt that people were trying to maybe hold us back a little bit within the company, because the record, we were getting very popular from the record, but they weren't putting it in the shops, because you had record shops where the charts would be taken from. And so we decided to part company with EMI, and we went back doing the Marquee Club. I don't know if that's still going now, the Marquee Club, but it was a very popular venue in London. And then a scout from CBS Sony Japan saw us, and he said, look, you guys will make a fortune in Japan. You'll be really popular. We did become very popular, but we didn't make a fortune.
Oh, how sad. But but now, I mean, the world has changed and so on. How do we get our stuff out there? Well, you ain't done any gigs on the island. You've got to get out there and play some gigs. I picture you over at the Key Arts Centre, booking that, filling that with 250, 300 people, and playing to them. And I'm guessing you'll sell a bucket load of tracks. You really will.
Do you think 250 people would turn up?
I think they would, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it. It's any way to do it. Or you know, you bring in your guitar next time.
And, I will do, yeah. We'll give it a trial run.
At least play something live. Because, again, it's like you've got to help yourself a bit, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Most people that are now making a big name for themselves, they've been out there and they've done the circuit or some kind of circuit and played it live. And now it's, I mean, we've had lockdown. It's time now to get out there.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I did actually just want to be a songwriter for other people, and other people have been covering my tracks, as you know, over the past 2 years. But I just feel I keep giving away nice tracks and wish I hadn't. Not that they don't do them justice, they do. It's just I just prefer myself doing it, really.
There was a lovely song that's on our playlist that someone else sang. It's a soldier story or
something.
Yeah,
it was a song called Letter Home. And that is, it was about a troop in the First World War writing home to his mum. And it is the most beautiful song. And I'm so proud of the lyrics and everything in it. And I'm going to re-record that myself so I can push it harder myself and make it just a bit more vulnerable.
So that'll be out later this year?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I thought you were going to say I'm a bit busy this year, but no, it's going to be this year.
And also we're putting out a Christmas song, which I did record last year, but I just did it a bit too late. And
February?
yeah, that's good. It was about that time as well. No, I finished it in December, but that's a bit...
Yeah.
Bit too late. But that's a great song. It's really, really... I'm really excited about that.
No, that's excellent. Yeah. I mean, I love the music that you do. Yeah. I really do. And thanks. I know that when we were chatting a couple of years ago, you released the album, was it Shadowlands?
Mm.
And there was a load of good tracks on there. And
yeah.
you just think, as a person that has to load on music onto our playlist every week, I kid you not, there's a load of nonsense that I have... Because we obviously have to play certain stuff that's from... around today, the chart stuff, or the stuff that appears to be in the charts, you know, the hot tracks, and you think this is just nonsense and it all sounds the same,
and then
you get some quality from yourself and you think, why can't we play that? That's as good as anything else that we're being pushed towards.
It's
really weird the way the music industry is working, especially, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Apple Music, but what I don't like is they have some kind of a hit list. And you look at the hit list, and then you look at the charts, and they kind of resemble each other.
Mm.
But who decides that's hot?
Who
decides that's hot? And as I say, it really, when it comes down to our station, it comes down to if it grabs me, it goes on, and if it doesn't, you know, it's invariably you send me stuff, it goes on the playlist.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm really grateful for that as well.
What's it like hearing your own music on the radio?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's such a buzz. Honestly, it's even sat here when you were playing it, and
you told us to shut up.
Yeah, I wanted to, but I was too polite. But we were chatting over it. I was thinking, come on, listen.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? Shall we play another song?
Yeah, what you got?
Your choices. You're picking every song today.
Oh, am I? Okay, can we do Wonderful?
Right. Oh yeah, that's on the list. Yeah, that was good.
I can see it's the next one down.
Yeah.
I do want to sort of throw.
All right.
Off,
so tell us about Wonderful.
In fact, the ones we've picked so far, apart from Rise from Zero, are love songs. Again, I didn't know I repeated myself so much, but clearly I do. This song, it's just, you've met someone and really you just want the rest of the world to disappear. So it's just you and her, or you and him, or whatever. And it's just that moment that you just wish you could drift away into that person and just be with it. Because they understand you. They can... I say in the lyric, you touched my hand and you settled my mind. And people do have that power to do that. And it's rare that you come across that, but just rare in... Well, I know, personally, in life, it just doesn't happen. But when it has, it's just so wonderful. And it's like, all I want at this moment is to be with that one person and just the rest of the world just to fade away.
I'm glad you said fade away.
Yeah, do you know...
Don't ruin it. I've got to ask. I'll put you on the spot.
Yeah.
Is it about someone? Can you tell us?
All my stuff's about someone.
Right. So, can you say who the someone is?
Oh, come on! Because it's my partner, isn't it? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Of course it is. Everything is. Yeah.
I'm not just saying this, Simon, but I love that.
Do you?
Yeah, love that.
Oh, good.
I think that is, you know, pardon the pun, but that is wonderful. That is a really good bit of music.
Thanks.
I love that.
Oh, thank you very much.
Ha!
That is sexy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It helps if you've got echo on it.
Yeah. Is that from Kings and...
God and Kings.
God and Kings.
Yeah.
And is that the one with it's dark blue on it, on the cover?
No, that's Rise from Zero. God and Kings is white. Gold and black.
Okay, so just to point out to people that, you know, if you're listening to this live, you're getting the music, but if you listen to the podcast, you wouldn't have heard the music, so you've got to get yourself over to iTunes and just type in Simon Whitworth.
I really hope people do, because I just love people to listen to it, and when people say it's not about the money, it truly isn't anymore. It's just you want people to enjoy your work.
Yeah,
that's it now.
No, that's, yeah. I mean, it's a good attitude to have, isn't it? But I mean, whatever happens is a bonus here. Anything on top, yeah. I guess.
Because I mean, I've always written and I always will write, and it's just part of what I do. And I don't mind working with other people. I mean, a lyricist, Brian Attree, he sent me some lyrics. He's got a publishing deal with Carlin. And he said, could you, you know, write some music around these and turn them into a song, which I did. And they turned out really well, you know. And no doubt he'll be in contact, or I'll drop them into you, because I'd love you to play them as well.
Well, you've got to come back.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
because,
yeah.
I mean, we're not finished yet. I'm not kicking you out just yet.
No, I don't.
But there's a book as well, which, you know, stay tuned. We'll touch on that in the next little bit. Mm. But taking us into the break, we've got the song that... Basically, the reason why you're here is to plug the new song, the new album. And it's a summer song, so tell us about that.
Again, God, you know... All of these are sort of love songs, aren't they? But this one is the opposite to love. It's two people when they're sort of... They've had such a great summer the summer before, but in the seasons that followed, their relationship was broken down, and they're sort of sniping at each other and that. Because I opened the line... Because, you know, when people write, it sounds like they're shooting, so I go, shooting the words and shooting the lines when you said the summer's arrived. And it's just about them agreeing that, we had a great time last summer. Summer's arriving again. Let's see if we can work it out.
Right.
Yeah, and just pick it up and have a good time again.
Oh, sorry, did you say rare? A rare?
Did I say rare?
Did I? Sort of,
is that how I talk?
Yeah, two people having a rare. So whereabouts are you originally from?
Watford. Oh, no, I was born in Watford. I grew up in St Albans.
Oh, right, okay. Lovely little place, St Albans.
It's great, yeah.
Do you ever go back?
I love the place. In fact, when we talk about the book, that's a nice link
little
there.
Tease.
Well, wasn't it? Majority of it's set around St Albans, it is.
Right.
But I went to school in St Albans, then I went to school in North London, then I went to boarding school, which was great. Do you want to know about that?
No.
That's
no,
right.
Because my experience...
I can see by your face. So I was boring you there.
No, my experience of talking to anybody from boarding school is like, it was an awful time.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, you loved it?
Yeah, yeah. I, honestly, it changed my... It was really strict. Really strict. But no. It was some of the best years of my life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's a first, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, this is Simon Whitworth. It's Summer Has Just Arrived, and it's now available in iTunes. If you're listening live, you're going to get it for nothing.
Wow.
But if you're listening on the podcast, you've got to download it. Do you know, I'm hearing a bit of Crowded House, I'm hearing some Monkeys. There's something else that I've heard that sounds similar, but it is, what you've just heard there is the Watford Wonder. It's Simon Whitworth singing, and we've had almost a whole hour of your tunes and chat, and it's been really, really enjoyable. What I don't want you to do is disappear without setting up, coming back and talking about a book.
Yeah, the book. That's a massive project in itself. I've written. Can they hear us?
Yeah, they can hear us out there. Thank you. Shut the door. Thank you.
the book is The Invisible Steps, but it's the Invisible Steps series. So this one will be either The Invisible Steps, Jesse Granton, or The Invisible Steps, Gresham. And when I was writing the novel, I was writing, I'd write a chapter and I'd write a song for one of the characters in the chapter.
Mm.
And so when I finished the book, it just seemed a natural thing to do was to turn that book into a musical. So with my producer, Guy Page, and we're going back a few years there, we recorded the whole musical. And to be honest, it was... and with all the local vocalists from the Isle of Wight, because there's a huge amount of talent over here, and it's that long ago, majority of these people have grown up now, you know, but you know, I'm still plugging away at it. That it's such a piece of work. It is out of everything I've ever done, it's the thing I'm most proud of, is that story and the music I've written for it.
Okay, so you're going to come back and talk about that another day?
Yeah, I'd love to dedicate, if it's all right with you, a whole show to that.
Yeah, of course.
And because it is so, I can't tell, I'm just so proud of it.
No, you've got to come back.
Yeah, and, I really
and
am
will
proud.
You promise me one thing? We bring your guitar.
Of course I will. Of course I will.
And yeah. You'll play live?
Yeah, yeah, that'd be lovely.
Live in the studio?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay, and you'll set up a gig so we can come along and see you play as well?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll talk about
promise?
That. Yeah, yeah. Of course I will, yeah. Yeah.
Introduce your last song.
What we got? Oh, You Let Me Kiss You. Oh, that's another...
That's what? Another that's love song?
Another love song, isn't it?
Is you know, I've painted yourself as the island's, you know, biggest lover.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because I don't leave the house. yeah, this is just a fun song. In fact, this is... I said to you in the break, I'm very influenced by Buddy Holly... or the Everly Brothers, and that's it. I don't really have any other influences. So this song is, you can really see that coming through in this. And it's just a love song. It's about meeting someone that blows your mind, basically.
Someone else you've met.
I've got to go home tonight, you know that.
They're there on iTunes, people can see.
Yeah, I've got a vivid imagination. It's the life I wish I'd led.
So this is You Let Me Kiss You.
Yeah.
And it's from which album?
This is God and Kins.
Okay, and you can get this now in iTunes.
iTunes, Amazon, everything.
And because you're listening live, you're going to get it for free. But
not on the podcast.
No, not on the podcast. No. You've got to go and download it. You might make yourself a few quid out of this.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Make a change.
Yeah, sort of pay for some goodbye presents for all these ladies. It's been an absolute pleasure this long time. Thank you, Simon, and it's great to meet you, and hopefully get you back in very soon. So this is You Let Me Kiss You.
Yeah.
That's when the lightning struck me. You let me kiss you and now I fall asleep.